Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask you to bless these words that are by your Holy Spirit, not by my power, but by yours. And bless them to be true, and bless people that hear this message to search them out to see how correct this message is. There was a study that they did. They found that people that had heart disease and problems, they found that there was a significance of cholesterol difference in these people that were having the heart problems, and the people that weren't having heart problems, their cholesterols were different. So they decided that they could administer drugs to change the cholesterol in the people to get it to where it would be like the people that didn't have the heart problems. And it's kind of interesting, they did this study and kept track of the results over 20-30 years. They were getting people's cholesterols to change to the cholesterol of the people that had healthy hearts and didn't have problems. And then they found that even though they had changed the cholesterol in these people, they still had the heart disease and the problems and the deaths. It didn't change one bit. There's a lot of things going on in this world. When Adam and Eve and the earth was created, and everything was perfect, and then it got corrupted. And you'll hear people all upset about the liquor stores. Well, if we could get rid of the liquor stores, we could get rid of all these bad problems. Well, you look upon somebody, little children, the people that are hurt outwardly, you know, from an alcoholic, all the devastation and destruction and harm coming from that person because they're under the influence of alcohol. Removing the alcohol does not mean you're going to remove the problem. The lack of the Lord in that person's life will take another avenue. We have pornography, homosexuality. We got all kinds of things that are all, out of whack. And you have these people that's, you know, that there's a. I've heard about this Olympic skater. He dropped dead during the Olympic events, somewhere along the way. This man, during practice, I believe it was, dropped dead. Physical, Olympic athlete, dropped dead. His heart stopped. I know of a woman myself that was in perfect, you know, a picture of health, a health food addict, exercise, petite, come down with cancer. She died. There's this attitude, well, look what we can do, and we can make ourselves live longer. The Bible clearly says, no, you can't add one moment to your life. God is the one in control of all that. And he gives long life to those that seek him and honor his word. And the answers are, do what I say. God says, I'm not going to be mocked. You're going to get what you sow. If you have hatred, envy, strife, divisions, those are all destructive things. Unforgiveness, those things destroy. And they talk about that. Somebody that has, you know, a problem, they'll go for the food. That's their comfort. If they're stressed or got fear, anxiety, whatever, they'll turn to the food for comfort. Turn to the entertainment that is given out on the television, the video games. All this is video games are, a lot of it is destruction, destroy, kill. TV is violence, immorality, envy, covetousness. It's in the music too. There's, even when you go into the world of the religious world, there's songs about, oh, poor pitiful me, and I'm a poor old, well, through Jesus, we're victors. We shouldn't be speaking in our heart. That stuff should not be in our heart. Our heart should be, if we can get, here's the answer. This is what the Bible says. If you have me, really have me in your heart, you're going to have 100-time-fold of what you have presently. You will have some persecutions. There's the thing. It's not a golden, bullet that having the Lord in our lives, we're not going to have things coming, we're not going to step out of those problems. We're going to be in la-la land and nothing's going to be going bad. It does say we're going to have persecutions, but even those that don't have the Lord, they got some pretty bad stuff going on too. So he promises us to stand on him. What he says, I'm your healer, I'm your provider, I'm your deliverer, I'm all things to you. We shouldn't be letting things coming at us and saying, well, hey, let's eat healthy. It'll make you live longer. It'll make you happier. If we have Jesus in our heart, we'll be happy. His Holy Spirit will be directing us on what we're eating, when we're eating, if we're overeating. He'll be blessing us with what we are eating. And it says, all things are lawful to eat if they're received with blessing it and with thanksgiving to the Lord. We're to bless our food and receive it with thanksgiving as a gift from the Lord. And I've fallen short in that area a lot. I haven't really been blessing my food or consciously thinking, thank you, Father God, for this food, for something to eat, and not curse it and say, well, it should have been this or what. No. We should have a thankful heart to the Lord, making him our Lord and Savior and accepting him as our Lord and Savior. There's a scripture in the Bible talks about the wedding feast, and there's a man that's there, and he says, hey, friend, how did you get in here? Where's your wedding garment? Well, there's a lot of people out there that say, Jesus Christ, yeah, he's a great prophet. But they hadn't made him their door into salvation. His blood, they hadn't made his blood the washing, cleansing of their sins. They hadn't made him their Savior. They have not made him their deliverer. They've kind of said, well, yeah, he's done a lot of good things. We've got some good stuff to say about him. But they haven't made him the Lord and Savior that he is. And that has got to be the most important thing. He's come and shown miraculous healings, and they're And Zephaniah talks about, I am going to punish those that have said, neither the Lord will neither do good nor evil. In other words, yeah, I heard a lot of stuff out there where people are saying, oh, you know, those miracles and all that, that was for back then. He's not doing those things today. He's not doing all these miracles. Jesus said, you will do things I do and greater. Wait a second. If we're doing things he's doing and greater, he was doing some awesome stuff. And then to hear many people that say they're in the church, oh man, that don't happen. That's not God anymore. Well, who's telling the truth? Jesus? Or the church? Or the religion? I'll call it the way Jesus calls it. The religious. The holy, the righteous. Oh, look at that fella. He's evil. Look at me. I'm good. We're all sinners. We're all lost unless we have Jesus. We bring Jesus into our heart. We accept him as our Lord and Savior. We stand fast on that. I guarantee you, without no doubts, you will see some awesome, miraculous things happening in your life. He'll cause you to do things. He'll put you in places. He'll put words in your mouth that you didn't say, where'd that come from? And then you'll watch some glorious things happen from those words that he put in your mouth and caused to happen. And you know it's by the Holy Spirit and the power moving through you, showing himself, showing off. I mean, I tell you what, he can show off some awesome stuff. And so if we, the attitude is, well, let's get rid of all the guns. There's people out there. Let's get rid of the guns and look what we can get rid of. Well, let's get rid of the cars. There's untold people that have been killed and maimed for life because of an automobile. That's not the answer. Getting rid of the liquor stores is not the answer. Jesus is the answer. As when we see Jesus come to life in the earth, it's like buggy whips. There will be no more need for liquor stores. There will be no need for pornography. There will be no need for lawyers, doctors, hospitals. There will be no more need with Jesus when he comes. Those things, there will be no more needs because the Spirit of the Lord will remove all those needs. You won't have people doing harm and evil against others. You won't have those people needing to fill a void in their life. God will be filling our void. He says, I will be the light. There won't be no sun. I will be the light to the city. He will be filling us with his Spirit. He will be guiding and directing us. Those things won't exist because if nobody's needing it, supply and demand. Hey, there's a lot of things that are no longer available. There's no more demand for it. By putting Jesus as our Lord and Savior, as our this God of this world, of our world, his kingdom, that's all it is that needed. I mean, hey, we follow him and what he says to do. Love, forgive, forgiveness, that's a good one, you know, love, Don't love just the people that are loving you. Love those people that don't like you and are being mean to you. Love them too. Tough, isn't it? Give and it will be given unto you. You know, that scripture is a two-edged sword there. If you're giving grief and hatred and anger, it's going to come back. You're going to get back. It says, give and it will be given to you, pressed down, measured. It will be amplified. So if you're giving somebody grief and headaches and trouble, hey, turn it around. Start giving love, forgiveness, blessing. It says to bless. We're supposed to be blessing people out there. We're supposed to be a blessing. He says we're a light unto the world. Well, if we're blessing, and we're blessing, we're going out of our way trying to bless everybody. Not a respecter of persons. God's good. May He bless you. Check the words out. Read the scriptures. Check out what He says for us to do. I didn't see Jesus give any commandments. Here's your meal card. This is what you're supposed to be eating. We're supposed to be eating the Word of God. And if we can, He says, I'll give you a drink and you won't ever thirst again. Get into it. We won't be thirsty about peace, love, kindness, patience, endurance. I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that this will be a blessing to those that hear it and seek Him, and bless those that do hear this to start seeking Him more diligently in their hearts and their minds, and to walk in faith, not by what we're seeing. We need to walk in faith, and we'll see some awesome stuff. And I say this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.